Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원하다 와지 노바 보조주 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Back for another week. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia with your host Jay John, and opposite me is
Jeanette.
Hey Jeanette.
Hi.
Good to have you back.
Cool. Both of my limbs are working.
Yeah.
Anyone cared?
Shall we recap?
No.
You fell off your scooter.
No, I sprained my ankle first.
Yeah.
And then
how did you sprain your ankle, actually? Because I can't remember you telling me about that.
I was jogging and I fell down a hill.
Ouch.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you thought, I can do better than that.
Yep.
Got on a scooter.
And then had an accident.
And the unfortunate thing was that we were just going shopping, spent lots of money on clothes.
Yes.
For our photo shoot.
Yes.
Which you ended up not being able to go to.
Because my leg was bleeding. It was bleeding and pussy and just I was crying most of the time.
Oh, thanks for the added effect of pus. But it's good to have you back in the studio.
Yes.
Because I've missed you. BJ's
Stop.
Missed you.
Stop.
This has been this like shrine to Jeanette sitting
I
opposite us.
I didn't die.
Yeah.
I
well,
was just
we were
injured.
Preparing just in case.
Wow. If anything, I just cut my
people,
leg off.
People started bringing flowers in. It was really
lilies.
Weird. Was really
I, brought weird. A, I brought lilies.
Oh, my favorite.
All right, let's have a look at what's on the show this week. We're going to have our interview with Echo International to see what they do for kids in Southeast Asia.
We also have Kagos with BJ.
Yes, that's right. Good to have you back, Jeanette.
Thank you.
A couple of album releases due in April. Hyun Hyun, crazy guy, as you call him.
Yeah.
A-Pink, of course. And we'll be covering Block B and EXO.
Yeah.
Nice.
Always EXO.
Our Asian Pop News Update.
Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Paul's Thai Pop Song of the Week.
And plus music from...
Capsule or capsule, depending on which side of the train line you're on. And a Korean guy doing Filipino stuff.
Sounds like me.
Yeah.
And Chongdi.
Yeah. All right. But for now, Jeanette.
We will start off with our song by Shooting Star Girls, Thank You, Rider.
Here it is on Asian Pop Radio.
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia, and that was Shooting Star Girls with Senkyu Rider.
I thought I'd whistle your cue.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You guys look like you fell in love instead.
You're welcome.
I just found out your real talent.
Yeah.
Across the community radio network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Thanks to Cassie. This is the Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop News Update. Japanese rock band One OK Rock has climbed their way to the top of the Oricon chart for the first time. Jeanette's and BJ, their latest album.
And BJ. And listeners.
And you.
Thank
their
you.
Latest album, released on February 11, has sold over 165,000 copies in its first week of release. Previously, the band has only been able to reach the number 2 spot on the chart, making this achievement a milestone of their career. The album has already sold over 46,000 more copies than their last album release.
That
Jeanette.
Is so many.
It is.
Many.
Great.
In collaboration with Starhouse Entertainment and Chinese agency SMG, a new Chinese-Korean girl group are set to make their debut on Chunwon in the very near future. The group will consist of 2 members, including Korean rookie Yoo Hye-in and Chinese Idol finalist Zhang Yu. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. The duo, who will be called Smile Girls, surprisingly snatched a spot on China's number 1 music program that even popular celebrities have a hard time appearing
on. Take that, popular celebrities.
But legendary group Big Bang are also set to take the stage on the same day.
Oh, we're all just counting down the days until Big Bang's comeback, aren't we?
Yeah, because they'll all be topless.
Hmm. SMAP's Takuya Kimura and actress Aya Uto. No, I didn't do it right. Aya Uto? Aya Uto?
Yeah, that's right.
Aya Uto, okay. Aya Uto are set to play a husband and wife role in an upcoming drama series titled I'm Home. The drama depicts Liji Hisashi.
Yeah.
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 Who only has a blurry memory of his family after an incident that took place 5 years ago. Unfortunately, Hisashi only has vivid memories of his former wife and daughter and can barely recognize his new family.
So sad.
Hmm. Throughout the story, Hisashi is able to find out what really happened to him in the past. The drama will begin to air this April. That is one that I'll be looking out for, Jeanette.
Yep.
I envy this guy.
Yeah.
I wish I had blurry memories of my family.
What?
You're probably not the only one. You're probably not the only one.
Hi, Mom.
Thanks, Cassie, for the Asian Pop News Update for another week. Awesome work that you put into that each week. And we can't do it without you. We just come in here and pretend we know how to pronounce names.
Yep. Well, yeah. She is the dictionary here.
Speaking of pronouncing names, would you like to announce the next person that we're going to hear from?
We're going to listen to Enchong D's track, Celoso.
Yeah.
Which is jealous.
Yeah. Here it is on Asian Pop Radio. Coming up next, we have our intro to Asian Pop with Katie, then our K-Goss with BJ. Yeah.
Pagpagwapuhan paramihan ng yabang daming pumuporma daming nakapila kanya-kanyang sikap pagandahan ng linya kahit alam na nila na ika'y aking sinta di tumitigil mga nang haharana medyo takot lang ako na namawalay sa'yo at ang tingin mo'y malipat sa iba. Malipas.
sa'yo'y kontento. Tadhana ay mapaglaro kung kailan pa ako tumino. Hindi naman sa hipisig mo. Celoso pa ako. Di ba tayo na? Ayoko magselos, selos, selos. Oh, oh, oh. Kung pinili mo, ayoko magselos, selos, seloso pa ako. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, you guys are so mean.
Not.
I've got a talent, and it's whistling, all right? It's whistling.
You have a peculiar way of whistling,
well,
though.
Okay, I was kind of put on the spot. I wasn't ready for my moment in the spotlight. But I do like to whistle, which is kind of Asian pop radio, by the way, which is a kind of a contrast to what used to happen when I was younger and working in a supermarket, because if there was one thing I hated more than anything at all while I was working, it was especially older men that would come whistling down the aisle. They're retired.
Oh, yeah.
They're whistling. They're having a great time. I'm sitting in the milk fridge scraping, like, you know,
squirting.
Moldy squirting in the milk fridge.
No,
I wasn't doing that. Scraping, like, yucky milk and stuff.
Yeah, we get the picture.
Yeah, anyway. But no, I used to get very bothered by whistling, but now maybe I'm just getting older and I'm starting to whistle myself. Can you whistle?
Yes.
Yeah. Go on.
I'm not going to do it now.
Do it.
No, we've been picking on you so much. You're going to pick on me instead.
Well, come on. I've totally outed myself as a whistler.
This is my one pass and I use it.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
BJ, can you whistle?
See, BJ
Fantastic.
Whistles okay. You whistle differently. You.
I'll try. It's only because I'm laughing. If I'm laughing, I can't whistle.
Do it again.
Ready? Okay.
No, you can't.
Come on. It's so weak, isn't it?
Because when you whistle, when you whistle,
oh
you whistle
God.
With right. your lower lip.
Yeah, you do actually. Yeah, it's not the same thing.
So everyone else can pick on me. All right, we'll get my mummy next time because she can whistle like really super
Does she
loud.
Whistle
she
like
stops
you, though?
The whole crowd. No, she All can right. do it well. She puts the fingers in either side of the mouth like that, and she turns heads. This topic of conversation whistling has been enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Hmm.
Let's stop
Okay,
about
let's
it.
End it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good. Asian Pop Radio.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Welcome to this week's intro to Asian Pop. This week we're going to have a look at Vietnamese pop artist Minh from ST319. Born in Hanoi in 1988, Minh is a member of one of Vietnam's biggest dance companies, ST319. In that role, she's considered the main dancer and the face of the group. To go with this, she's an R&B and pop dance singer. In December 2013, she released her first single, Pin, which means lost, and the year after, Minh was chosen to participate in the February 2014 live show Bai Hat Yao Ti Tang, a program which plays the most popular music of the month. For an artist to be asked to perform on that show is a big deal, and it shows just how talented she is within the Vietnamese pop market. As well as singing and dancing, Minh has also starred in a short film, #STGMKNM, in which she played one of the lead characters. This trifecta of singing, dancing, and acting has brought her to the forefront of popular Vietnamese culture amongst younger generations. Minh's voice is sweet, yet it has power behind it as she hits high notes with ease in her songs. Soulful with a modern edge, her music has the capability to propel her to further heights in her music career. Songs to look out for from her are Get Out, Lost, and Stuck. These songs come with amazing music videos, with gorgeous choreography and pretty stories behind them. With these stunning songs, and more out already, this is one artist to keep a close eye on. That's it for this week's intro to Asian Pop. For now, here is Min from ST319 with her song, Get Out.
That was our intro to Asian Pop, thanks to team member Katie and Min from ST319, the song Get Out.
But we're going to get in.
But we're going to get into it right now. Yeah. And we are referring to our K-Goss segment with BJ.
Yeah, what else could it be, eh?
Yeah.
So, we're starting in April.
I'm really unsure what that meant.
Yeah. What? Yeah!
So, in April, three big K-pop acts will be releasing their new albums. Mm. So, April is going to be very, very busy and red hot. First of all, K-pop quartet Missae will release their new album in April.
Ooh.
And their upcoming album will be the girls' first release since their second full studio album, Hush, that was released last year in November. So how many albums did they release in total now? Or will release?
That many.
Yeah, Euro Math Wonder.
Two or three.
That will be their third, yeah. Yes. Okay. So singer-songwriter IU's return is scheduled in April.
Sorry, I have to say, you're in a studio with a white guy and Asian girl, and you have to try and figure out who's going to be better at maths.
I'm not that type of Asian, let's be real.
Anyway, so the 20-year-old vocalist is reportedly fine-tuning her upcoming album, though her agency said it has not yet been confirmed, so it could also be delayed. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And last week, we already reported about boy band Big Bang releasing its album in April.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen as well. And Hyang Hyung Suk, the CEO of its label, said that it will be Big Bang's upcoming track. That will be the best song ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah, well.
Hang on. Last week, when we reported on this,
yeah,
he said that it was going to be the best Big Bang song ever.
Uh-huh.
And we questioned it.
Yeah, we questioned it.
It can't be that good because it's not the best song ever.
No, well, I mean, I would say the same if I were the CEO, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to spice it up a bit.
Which was also done by that unfortunate boy band that we don't talk about on the show.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's forget about it.
All right.
Moving on to Hyung Hyung's Crazy, which is the most watched K-pop video.
Awesome.
On YouTube. The music video of Shinee's member Hyung Hyung's Crazy was crowned the most watched K-pop music video on YouTube for January 2015.
Nice. Wow.
So it's doing very well because of his sexiness in the video.
Yeah.
Yes, shirtless, and he's chained to a giant.
He's chained to a what?
He's chained to a giant robotic spider. I don't know what to think about that, actually.
Jeanette and I heard something complain.
What did you guys... That was wishful thinking.
Oh my gosh. All right, another moving on moment.
Red.
Another moving on.
Moving on. Okay, A-Pink here. A-Pink is also going to release...
We've gone way too fast.
We've gone to A-Pink. A-Pink. Yes, carry on.
A-Pink, yes. All right, can I go?
Yes. Sorry.
You guys are
please,
awful.
Do it.
Cube Entertainment, the agency of K-pop girl group A-Pink, has said that the singers are set to release their second single album, Mr. Chu,
yes,
in Japan on February 18. Yes.
Good.
The hit song has already swept local music charts since it hit the stores last spring, and they plan to release it in Japanese this time, so
how
hope
exciting!
Japanese, I reckon they're doing really big good things. A-Pink, they just seem to be going strength to strength.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
A good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing, and they're pretty new, actually. So
yeah, not being around well for great
rocking. Yeah.
European news now, K-pop related. Block B will do a European concert tour. So actually, they're going abroad. Well, they're going in another continent, actually.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Will they be going to Friesland?
They have been. No, I think there was a K-pop event in Rotterdam.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It was
cool.
Pretty big. Yeah, it was pretty big. So so it's actually spreading the world right now, which is a good news, right? They will be visiting France, Finland, Poland, and Italy. So they won't come anywhere near Holland, but, you know.
Wishful thinking, they might stop over.
Maybe they'll have a weekend there to get up to mischief.
Yeah, right. Why not, right? EXO. I already reported about these guys last time.
Chinese dudes.
Yes.
Chris Luan.
Actually.
The Chinese guys.
The Chinese guys. That's right. Well, they made some money with some things for their own on TV shows, and they appeared a lot. And I already reported that their former label just actually sued them for it.
That's
and
it.
Now it starts to hit them really hard because they would appear on the New Year's TV program, the New Year's Gala of Chinese Lunar, and they actually canceled that.
Ah.
So they are not going to be on TV anymore.
So
they
took them out of the run.
Yeah,
the run
took them out of the show.
That is
the
how
lineup.
Powerful SM is, though.
Well, I mean, the show has 700, this is a staggering amount, 700 million viewers on average.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Pretty amazing stats.
That is crazy stuff. Yeah, so if you're cancelled to a show like that, then that's...
So it was the broadcaster CCTV that decided not to have them there because they didn't want to make SM Entertainment annoyed.
They probably are afraid to be sued as well, maybe. I don't know. It could be something to do with that.
Because SM could pick anything.
Or maybe because it's still
I mean, they are officially still under contract, I think SM is in their in their
and
right.
Still kind of in the courts and everything, so they probably don't want to get involved just in case.
Exactly, yeah.
And
with a big show like that, you don't want to. So.
Yeah, cool.
So yeah,
BJ, thank you for the K-Goss update.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Let's get into another track now. I love this. This is Capsule. They are back with a new song, Another World, on your radio, Asian Pop Radio.
Please take me to another world.
Another World by Capsule. Just to let you know that you can follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio, like us on Facebook.
It's all right. Pick it up. Pick it up. You'll be fine.
Pick up what? My life? Because it fell down a hole. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Asian Pop Radio, and we're on Instagram.
Now, people that were following us do follow us on Facebook.
Yes.
fe.com/Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah. I don't sound like that.
No. Okay. Point taken. They would have seen me post sometime on Wednesday morning, I think, of about a special delivery, a special package that came to our desk in our studio, which was two really nice kind of photo book CD, I don't know what you'd call it, collector's edition.
Oh, wow. Oh, I thought it was a vinyl.
Yes, it looks like a vinyl. But yeah. Whose is it, Jeanette?
That is so
Jung
cool.
Yonghwa
of
CM Blue.
Yay! Where we met. This man brought us together, pretty much.
Yeah.
So fans of CM Blue, Aussie boys, have done an awesome thing, given us two copies of the new solo release from the man himself, which is
and they
really...
smell like him too.
Well, I don't know. I don't.
PJ, don't smell
you can
it too
open
close.
Open it up if you want and have a smell and see. It
smells kind of synthetic to me and. You know, I don't know.
It smells fresh. It smells new. Fresh, so we're going to keep one. We're going to keep one so we can play it on the show.
Yeah.
And we're going to give one away.
Oh, no way you're going to give it away.
We need to come up with a code word right now for people listening to enter the competition. What do you think the code word should be?
Eyebrows.
Eyebrows? Well, that makes sense.
Look at his eyebrows. It's
eye
like
on the front
intense.
Of the CD cover. Okay, eyebrows. So.
Oh, no, let's make it mole.
Do you want to make it harder, people? It's a mole.
There's a mole on his eye.
See, isn't it really? That's not very attractive.
Okay, we'll stick to eyebrow.
Maybe it's like a... Isn't that like a beauty spot? Wouldn't we call it a beauty spot?
He is beautiful.
Man.
Yeah.
Beauty spot?
Beauty spot.
Is the code word?
Beauty spot is now the code word.
Okay,
if you say all three, you could win.
No, just beauty spot. All right, let's not make it hard, Jeanette. So email asianpopradio@yahoo.com with the code word...
Beauty spot.
Include your postal address details.
Yes.
If you are the lucky winner, it will be sent to you and you have
fresh
until...
Fresh from Korea.
You have until midnight on the 25th of February. Midnight on the 25th of February. Good
and
luck.
You can smell
and
it.
When are the winners announced?
On the 26th.
Thank you, Jason.
March?
February. We won't stall for too long. Time now for Paul's Thai Pop Song of the Week. Thanks, Paulie.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand National Anthem and Paul's Thai Song of the Week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist, and this week I'm back with another Thai song called Gan Deun Thang Thi San Pisset, which translates to A Very Special Journey, sung by Pichika. This song is about a woman who began her journey to find a one true love man on the other side of the world. This song is a slow ballad song, but it has a very special instrumental music to it. I hope you guys enjoy Gan Deun Thang Thi San Pisset, A Very Special Journey on Asian Pop Radio.
เธอจะพอกัน ที่เป็นเช่นนี้ ใครกำหนดไว้ ฉันยังก็ไม่รู้ว่าเป็นคำสาบให้เรานั้นต้องค้นหากันจนเหนื่อยหรือเป็นพรจากฟ้าเพื่อให้รู้สึกสิ่งที่แสนพิเศษตอนที่ได้เจอเดินทางค้นหาตัวตนใครหนึ่งคนที่ก็รอฉันอยู่จากในผู้คนร้อยพันที่ออกเดินทางเหมือนฉัน Thank you. ไงก็คุ้มค่าความรู้สึกแม้เป็นพรจากฟ้าหรือเป็นคำสาบเพราะเป็นเรื่องพิเศษที่เกิดขึ้นมาเดินทางค้นหาตัวตนใครหนึ่งคนที่ก็รอฉันอยู่จากในผู้คนร้อยพันที่ออกเดินทางเหมือนฉันที่แสนยาวไกลคนให้เจออีกครึ่งในใจฉันไม่รู้มันอยู่อีกไกลเท่าไห
is Asian Pop Radio, and we're doing something a little bit different on the show today. We have the president of Echo International along with the treasurer of Echo International in the studio, President Jeremy Wallace and Treasurer Ryan Stevens. How are you going?
Really good. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we're good. Thanks.
Asian Pop Radio would like to get involved in a bit of a cause and talk to different charity organizations to see what we and our listeners can be doing to make lives better for people, I guess, in Asia, but maybe more specifically Southeast Asia, because that tends to be where our focus is.
yeah, it is a bit of a common interest for us. So yeah, it was really great that we came across each other, really.
Tell us a little bit about Echo International. Where did it all get started and how did you get involved?
Echo International was founded about a year ago now. About 18 months ago, I packed up my life that I had here and headed over to Southeast Asia, to Thailand. And yeah, basically what motivated me to do it was being disillusioned here, you know, with the great job and, you know, nice house, car, you know, all this kind of stuff. And it didn't really tick all the boxes for me. So yeah, I just took off, packed my bags and ended up over on the west border of Thailand, which is right next to Burma in the jungle.
And how do you fit in, Ryan?
Well, I was backpacking around the globe. I intended to meet Jeremy in Thailand. I was pretty excited to come meet him there. So I met him on the Burmese border. And yeah, that was a turning point for both of us, I think. It definitely gave us a bit of perspective and realised that we wanted to do something when we did get back to Melbourne.
Were you both seasoned travellers at this point?
Yeah, recently. Yeah. Ryan and I have travelled together quite a few times in the past. We got to go out and experience the life of displaced people, really. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, people often see a different side to the places they're travelling to. You know, you book your Kentucky tour or whatever, or go into the Intrepid office and you see all the pretty pictures of the food and, you know, the elephants and all these amazing things, and then you get to these places, especially the rural areas of these countries in Southeast Asia, and you can see a very different side of the whole story, can't you?
This is quite off the beaten path.
Was there a light bulb moment you go, wow, like, this isn't right? If we leave and we don't do something about this, or we're not involved, we're just, you know, we're not good people.
I think so, and I think being that Jeremy and I both aren't the kind of Kentucky tour travellers, and we had done a lot of travelling separately and together, and I thought maybe I did experience the real side of a lot of different places, but I guess for me, going and really living in those communities and staying and spending time with those people and families, getting to know them really was the light bulb moment. Jeremy and I have a lot of passion in Echo International. I guess we kind of created it, but we wouldn't have been able to do it with the other guys, because I think we're a lot of passion and ideas and fury.
Yeah.
But we need someone
to have someone that can make it happen.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the people that are benefiting from your hard work. Kid Launch, you know, how have you been able to lend support to them?
Yeah, so Kid Launch is our benefactor, or our beneficiary in Thailand. Thailand, and they're based on the in Sankalaburi on the Burmese border. We were so lucky to meet Davi, who is the director of Kid Launch. That's really how we got involved. So she's been doing a wide variety, I guess, of community outreach and programs, mostly focused on education, because in Thailand and Burma, there is a severe lack of education, especially in rural areas.
Sure.
And lack of access. So she's done a lot of work in construction of schools and encouraging rural kids to go to school.
There are a lot of charities out there, some good, some bad, some look good from the start. Then all of a sudden you see that it's not exactly what everyone thought it was. How do you guys prove that you are some of the good guys and you've got some good things to do?
I guess transparency helps. Yeah, we're completely transparent. I mean, you know, we've got quite a few projects on the go already, and there's a lot to come. And I guess the approach that we really want to take is that we're open for people, not just, you know, to donate money, but to be involved. Yep. I mean, if you want to come with us and visit the region, you know, that's something we totally want to have the door open to. Yeah, you cool. know, like, yeah, we're not here to wave a flag of do-gooders and, you know, put some money in our pocket.
Everything that gets donated to it, 100% will go directly to exactly what we say who's in need. So it's really important that we can maintain that as we grow.
Usually people have the question of like admin fees and all that kind of thing and staffing. So you're saying 100% goes to the charity.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
how do you make other ends meet?
Well, we all work full-time jobs, and wow. all the administration is paid for by us, basically. So
amazing.
You know, it stretches us a bit thin, but, you know, it's really important to us that, you know, that not one donated dollar is wasted.
Yeah. It sounds to me like it's a bit of a better idea to work with local charities to be able to support people in need, as opposed to just going there and doing it all off your own bat, because that can fail pretty quickly, can't it?
We wouldn't be able to do it without a local on the ground.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be possible.
All right, well, Kid Launch has been around for a little while. I think you're saying somewhere between 2004, 2008?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how's it expanded over the years? Obviously, one of the main goals is to build schooling and you know, schools for kids to be able to participate and learn.
Well, yeah. I mean, I spent, quite a few months living with Darby, and, it started at that tsunami point, but she had someone who taught her how to run an organisation at that time, and she was working
it's like a domino
with
effect.
That person. Well, it was, because that person didn't have the ego and going, oh, no, this is my organisation. I'm trying to build this. It's like, I want to teach you so you can go have your own organization. And she did the same to me when I was there. But yeah, I mean, she's built many schools up around that border region. She's Karen ethnicity as well.
Okay.
Which is a majority of the people that we're helping.
Yeah.
But not limited to, obviously. And yeah, she basically builds the foundations for educations, you know, so building a school building and
sure.
putting solar power in a satellite dish, you know, and I mean, these are remote places.
All right. Well, I hope you can drop by here and there and tell us about your fundraising ventures and things that you're working on over there, and how we can really all get together and support you and get your name out there a little bit more.
We really look forward to it. Thanks for having us on.
And do you have a Facebook page as well?
We do have a Facebook page, yeah.
We do. Echo International. Look for us.
There you go. Easy.
Well, I think it's Echo International Inc. at the end.
All right. Well, we'll make sure we post all those links on our Facebook page. Cool. Thanks guys.
Jason.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jay John, with that interesting interview. Echo International sound like a pretty beautiful group.
Yeah, good bunch. And they started here as well, at this station.
They started
really cool.
at the bottom and now...
Well, they're kind of still at the bottom. They're still waiting for people to support them.
Well, they've got support.
But we're going to keep supporting them. We're going to keep checking in with them and helping them find interesting ways to fundraise for the kids.
Yeah.
Because they do good stuff and it's good that kids have schools.
You should always think about the children.
Yeah.
Thank you, The Simpsons.
I think kids there want to have schools.
Yeah.
Kids here don't appreciate schools.
That's another topic to talk about.
I think we should go to another track. What do you think?
Yes, we're going to a track called I Swing More Uncle. I de las Alas.
Now, this is a real favourite of yours, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely a real favourite of mine. I love it so much.
Asian Pop Radio.
Swing ngayon ang puso at sayaw sa
Go. Jeanette's favourite song of 2015.
I love her so much. It's my ringtone.
This is Asian Pop Radio, Jay John and Jeanette. Jeanette, it's been so good to have you back in the studio with us.
Thank you. I love being here.
BJ, always a pleasure.
Yes, thank you guys.
And we should thank Katie for her intro
for her
to Asian
Pop.
Pop
song. Yep.
Paul for his Thai Pop
for
song of the week.
For his intro Pop of Asia.
Yeah. Cassie for the news update.
Yes.
BJ, of course, for the K-pop goss.
Thank
yes,
you again.
Such a gossiper.
Aussie boys for giving us another album to give away. Can't wait to have a listen to this and play tracks from it.
And Janet for co-hosting.
Stop. Yay. Stop. I'm going to cry, guys.
Next
Stop
week,
it.
We will be broadcasting from Hawaii.
Yep.
No, not really, but it'd be
from
great.
From my hometown, Hawaii.
Yep.
I mean, country, island.
Come on down, say hi, have a snag.
Yep. To Hawaii.
But no, plenty of action coming back next week. We have a big announcement to share. I'm so hoping we can share it on our Facebook page this week. So make sure you keep coming back to our Facebook page, fb.com/AsianPopRadio, because we are launching a second show each week.
Ooh.
Of K-pop.
What?
K-pop.
Yeah. What?
Everyone's favorite K-pop, which will mean we'll in turn play less K-pop on this show to keep
yes,
everyone happy.
Which is good. We want to focus on more of Asian pop. And
yeah,
then there's a little segment for K-pop itself.
And to hear that show, you'll have to subscribe to our podcast. So
yes,
keep it locked on Facebook and Twitter for more details on that.
Bookmark
it. I think we should go out with our mate Drew Chen because he has had such a good run lately with shows in Singapore and America.
Yes, had a good one.
And this is from his YouTube channel. So make sure you go onto YouTube and search for Drew Chen and the song Turnaround, School Night LA. Enjoy it.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Great.
Watch Drew Chen. He's naked.
He's not naked.
Look at his nipples, though.
Oh, true.
Chen nipples. Drew Chen. The one Chen.
This is Drew Chen, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio.
I'll tell you what you do. I'll say, can make you stay. But any time that you find, you'll be changing your mind. It's okay. I refuse to cut the wire. And I'm
on your love and this funk I can't bring no more. I'll tell you what you do. I say
things that are fine.